This is Twit.
So something I've always found kind of curious about Reddit, which is a site that I love very much, is that the company has never actually had an official app. Usually popularity that Reddit has warrants an app, right? At least at this point. Now, there are a few decent third-party apps, but not until this week. Nothing official from Reddit itself. However, that all changes. Say hello to Reddit's brand new AMA app. Now, AMA stands for Ask Me Anything, which is one of the best things about Reddit, hands down. You've got celebrities and experts and random people with interesting stories to tell. And that's nice about an AMA is that anybody can start an AMA about any topic at all, and then anybody in the Reddit community can ask questions that get voted up and down by the rest of the community members. Now, I even did one of my own AMAs a few years ago. Very interesting. The only thing not great about the way AMAs look on Reddit.com is the way that the comments get threaded themselves. It can be kind of a mess. In the AMA app, you can sort by questions that have already been answered. That's really helpful, versus questions that weren't addressed. If an AMA is actually active, you can ask a question. You can also sort by a new AMA, or an AMA that's getting a lot of attention, a hot AMA, or the all-time most participated and voted on AMAs. Now, if someone else asks a question that you want answered, you, of course, can vote that question up, give it a little bit more visibility, or just browse AMAs in various categories. Entertainment, politics, whatever. I'm a pretty big AMA fan myself. In fact, we do talk about AMAs every week on Twit's new show, Reddit Up, that I host with Chad Johnson. You should totally check it out. It's a great show. Twit.tv/Reddit. Okay. And even though AMAs are just a small part of what happens on Reddit.com every day, it seems like the right franchise to make a standalone app out of. And it's free, of course.